Alyssa,
Allie,
Erin.
Well, we're all college students from the United States, from all around the United States, and we're here for a semester to study the environment and spirituality and building community. So,
this is part of a university course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a study abroad program through the University of Massachusetts called Living Roots. Yeah, definitely been quite unique. Yeah.
And I think a lot of us were thinking more along the lines of Sadhana Forest.
Right,
like,
right, okay.
Living out in the woods, living in a hut without concrete walls.
And, right.
I mean, just a mosquito net, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we come here and it's a lot more Western than what a lot of us thought.
Right.
So that's a different challenge than what we originally thought.
Right.
There have been a lot of moments here. What I think is so special about Oroville is that there's so many people from different countries.
Right.
Like, when we went to Sadhana Forest for their movie night, there was just, like, Korean people doing body percussion, Brazilian and Portuguese people, like, playing guitar, and then, I don't know, people of all nationalities just, like, hanging out.
Right.
And then it happened again the other day when we had like an Indian dance class and there was Indian women like dancing with us and we're all from different backgrounds and our teacher was Portuguese. Like, it's kind of surreal sometimes, like in that way.
That sort of global aspect of Oroville is quite, it's something you don't find in many places really.
But I think as far as like all Americans or Westerners having or them, you know, needing to come to a place like this, I think that to come to Oroville and really change, you would really have to be ready for it and want the change, because I mean, depending on where you're staying, it would probably be pretty easy to just, you know, create your own bubble and not really explore, you know, explore sustainability or explore spirituality or even explore India. So I think to get what most people probably think you're supposed to out of living here, you definitely need to be actively looking for it. Because I think it would be too easy to just, you know, live your life almost like back home, except maybe more resort-like.
We were biking around the Green Belt one of the first couple weeks we were here, and they were pointing out one of the new hotels that was going in. So it's becoming a tourist attraction. And I, just from, I guess, gossip that we've sort of overheard from Orvillians, that there's definitely those people that are here just to act like they're doing something, I guess. But then you do have some of the, I guess, good people as well.
Actual program, I mean, how popular is it amongst sort of college courses in America to incorporate Oroville, to incorporate a trip to India similar to what you've done?
I mean, this particular program has been going for quite a while.
So this is a yearly...
It's every semester. Fall and spring semester.
Okay.
And actually, they're even having a winter term this year. Like a few days after we leave, another people come in for about 3 weeks.
And have you been volunteering in farms and
Yeah, that's so one of our that's one of our courses. Actually, we're getting credit for one of our courses. The main component is a service learning project, and
which ended today actually for some of us.
So we got, you know, the first couple of weeks they're bringing us all around to kind of see what kinds of places there are here to work at, and then we got to choose where we wanted to work, and you know, it was a huge variety. Like, some people worked on farms, some people worked in schools. You know, I was a few people working for organizations. Like, I worked for Wellpaper, a few girls worked for Kofpu food processing.
I was here.
Mm-hmm, yeah, a few people were here, like, helping landscape, doing scientific research. Is what
yeah, we're just CSR.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So quite a variety, right?
Yeah, we
and
got
you
to...
you all sort of feedback and get speak to each other about that afterwards. Mm-hmm. What have been the main... problems so far? What's been the main moans about? Kind of, or about illness? I mean, the lots of illness, or kind of what's been the main source of distress?
Depends, because we all came expecting different things.
Right.
You know, there's like certain people who were really excited about the environmentalism of the place, and then came and were kind of underwhelmed.
Right.
Like, you know, they're expecting, as Alyssa said before, kind of the whole place to be like sadhana, right, and be like super sustainable, and they haven't really gotten that out of this experience yet. I don't know, anything else?
Yeah, just people living in excess, maybe.
Right.
And just to see that Oroville has still like a long way to go.
Yeah.
And that they don't even like own all of the land in Oroville. Right. Some of it's government land. That was kind of surprising.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like I'm just starting to meet people who are Orovillians who are more open to talking.
Right.
Mm. Before, like, people like haven't seen you around, so they don't really want to give you the time of day.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's kind of like elitist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, what is the best thing about Oroville, do you think?
I guess I sort of, like, my service learning was making College Guest House more environmentally stable,
right,
sustainable.
Yeah.
So I guess I've learned sort of about gardening and a permaculture type idea, and then probably living even more simply than I live at home.
Right.
And I mean, we have some accommodations here, but I mean, it's you're more or less your bare minimum, so
right.
I guess living simpler.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good.
I would say that what I'm definitely taking from this is just realizing that, you know, you can achieve your goals as far as sustainability if you really try. Like, there is a possibility,
mm-hmm,
no matter what may be in your way, because even though, you know, there isn't quite as much sustainability here as there could be, it seems like the people who are really passionate about it, like, make it happen,
yeah,
mm-hmm,
no matter what it takes. And they really just go all for it. And even some of the people who aren't necessarily willing to part with, you know, more westernized lifestyles, but are still passionate about the environment, have found ways to mesh them and make it work. So I think what I'm gonna pull from this is just, you know, a desire to look at my life and see, you know, how far I want to go with it, because I'm not, you know, sure yet if I want to go, you know, back to the land 100%, but, you know, I've definitely gained a new perspective on how I can definitely change my own life a lot more than I thought I could, based on what I've seen here.
Yeah, I think it's just learning about an alternative way of living. I think I've met a lot of people here just doing their own thing and who are making it work. Like, at CSR, like, they get funding from all over, and they're just doing projects that they're like, hey, this could work, like algae treating wastewater, can we get funding for that? And then they work on that, and they do.
Mm.
And it's just a less structured way of living, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, back home, it feels like you're going to university, you're getting your ticket punched, then you're supposed to get a job.
Yeah.
But I feel like here, it's like, it seems that a lot more possibilities are out there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's inspiring in that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to go home and like build an algae basin in my backyard.
Anyway.